1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Stone is here. Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. And you?
Excellent, thank you. We're getting closer and closer to the festive season and spending time with family, and it's just, you know, a good feel time of year.
It is a good feel time of year. So there was a program called The Kids Say the Darndest Things, Bunny.
Love that show.
Mm. So this week I had lots of laughs.
Yes.
One little girl asked her granny, and she's about five.
Yeah.
Can people melt? So her granny said, I don't think so, love. Why are you asking? And she said, because my hands are dripping.
Yes.
And we've had a little heat wave, as you're aware of.
Yes.
I was also invited to a school carol service. And the school holds a carol service in a rather large church.
Right.
Because they don't fit into their school hall.
Yes.
As we're walking in, this little girl behind us, and she must have been about four, she says to her mom, holy moly, mom, this isn't a church, it's a mansion. And I had to really control myself not to laugh out loud, because she was absolutely serious. But I did go into the carol service laughing inside. But all of this got me thinking, as we approach the end of the year, and you were talking about it, approaching the festive season, many of us will have time to unwind. Obviously, I've got to work, but you guys will have time to unwind.
It's high season for you.
Yes, it is. And some of you I know are headed down to the coast.
Mm.
As you unwind, maybe you're going to have time to reflect back on the year. Perhaps it was a great year for you. You had an amazing year. Maybe an average year. You're feeling it was so-so, not great, not bad. Maybe you had a bad year and you're struggling to get to the end of it. Maybe you feel that others have a mansion and you just have an ordinary church. But I think no matter how we experience the year, we always need to put things in perspective. We can find the positive. I wake up happy almost every single day because I think it's the work I do. It reminds me how grateful I am to have a day.
Mm.
To be grateful that I woke up, I have another brand new day, even today, filled with opportunities and experiences. Many don't have that. I know that I'm blessed to have a roof over my head, clothes, food, friends, family. You mentioned going away with family, gathering together. Some people I know are sad because they aren't with their families this Christmas. My children are overseas, both of them. But I'm grateful I can WhatsApp them and see them on WhatsApp. And I choose to focus on the fact that there are other people around me. This week I had a thorn removed from my head and I had a sore tooth fixed and I had to see a dermatologist.
Sure.
You did all three in 1 week?
I did all of them, yes.
That's quite impressive.
Someone said to me, such bad luck. I said, no. Actually, I'm grateful.
Mm.
My brother and sister live in the UK and they can't get to see a doctor. You have to go through a nurse and speak to them first. I mean, you're lucky if you get to see a doctor. Dentists are hard to come by in the UK.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that even if medical aid funds are finished, we have that opportunity here.
Mm.
I think we need to focus on the positive. I feel strongly that as we reflect back on this year, let's look for the good. As we process our joys and our struggles, our successes and our failures, and I prefer opportunities to learn. Even if you experience deep grief, there must be still some good around, good people around. And don't forget that little girl. Holy moly, this isn't a church, it's a mansion. As you go back, I'm sure you'll be surprised at how many mansions are in your year and how good, how much good there was in that year.
There you go. I love that. I've got to tell you that, you know, family come around at the moment. My mum's here from the UK and she's here with her husband, Val. Nice guy, right? He's 85. She's in her early 80s. And he says to me the other day, I said, how are you? He says, you know what? He says, I go to bed every night hopeful. And he said, I wake up every morning thankful.
Wow.
I quite like that.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you may be onto something there. I've just sent an email to Annie Lennox at the Eurythmics.com.
Yes.
Thorn in my side, great song. Follow up, thorn in my head.
Absolutely.
Sung by the Rev.
I think Bunny will sing it for me.
Anytime.
But Rev on backing vocals.
Absolutely. I'll do that.
Thorn in my head. How did you get up there?
There you go. You heard it first here, folks.
How did you get a thorn in your head?
I stood up under the thorn tree in the garden.
That'll do it.
Reverend Stone will be back on Sunday between 6 and 6.30 and, of course, on the socials this morning from 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, you too.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.